Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements with black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, up coin tail bro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black on black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, ha. We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth a crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fuck me promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, up coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, cause that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Boys that don't tolerate it, melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation, Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, nbpp.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome, 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 welcome once again to the Your Immunity Project Zoom conference call hosted and powered by Kalfani Radio. So you're in the right place once again. Welcome, welcome if you're an old timer and used to being here, but more than welcome if you're brand new and never been here before. This is where we tell the truth about COVID, the vaccines, the mandates, and everything related to it and everything in between. We don't just dissect the lies that are a part of the official narrative, so-called, but we go to the positive truth. We try to highlight those things that are useful to you, relevant to you, things that will save your life and the life of your loved ones. And so welcome, welcome once again to the Your Immunity Project. We're on Zoom, we're on Facebook, soon to be on Rumble and a few other platforms, but we're powered mainly by Kalfani Radio. And so we want to thank all of those people at Cal Fani Radio for their great support to give us a platform from which we can fearlessly speak the truth. See, they're afraid of the truth in the metaverse. I tried them in Instagram and what's the other one? Instagram, Facebook, and the other one, I forgot, Twitter, whatever it is, they kicked me out just for telling the truth. That's a crime in the metaverse, but it's not a crime right here. So stick with us. We get into the details of what's taking place. We get reports from abroad. We cover the whole gamut of what's taking place. We're making progress in many different ways, and I want to thank you for being a part of that progress. So we always keep in mind that there are some people who are here for the first time. That might be you. If it's not you, and you know what we're getting ready to do, then you need to get on the phone or get on a device and push the share button and push it out to somebody else so they understand that this is the time that somebody called the Hour of Truth, called the Your Immunity Project Zoom conference call. And if it's yours, then you have a responsibility to handle it and do something with it. So we go over the five principles. That's what we always start with, five principles of action, five principles to think with, five principles of judgment to measure things by, so that you never get lost in this sea of confusion that surrounds everything having to do with COVID-19, whatever that might be. They say it's a virus, but what is it really? It's really something that nature never made, that we really don't fully understand, and we do the best we can to understand it, and we present the actual facts as best we can on the Your Immunity Project. So what are those five principles that we operate by? Well, the first one is prevention. That's the best one, prevention. Don't get sick in the first place. Do what you have to do to avoid whatever is threatening you. And I'm going to say a little bit more about that later, because people are worried about preventing the wrong thing. They're still worried about a virus in the air, and they're ignoring the very potent, lethal spike protein that is in the air and that is on the skin of other people who've been vaccinated. And, of course, can be exchanged in their body fluids as well. And so I'll get into that a little bit deeper. So when you're talking about prevention, you actually have to have an idea of what is it that I am trying to prevent. Somebody sent me a text recently, just the other day. I'm sick. I went somewhere. I got sick. What do I think it is? So how would I know what it is? How would I know where you were, who you were with, or what you were doing? But look at all of the reports that are spilling out. The monkeypox, the smallpox, Ebola, Marburg. They got some funny bacteria down there in the Gulf Coast that's very lethal, that they never seen before. Unidentified soil bacteria. All kinds of things taking place that we never saw before. And you're going to go somewhere and come back sick and ask me what happened to you. See, people are something. You see, but you have to protect yourself. You have a brain. You have to think with it. God gave you a brain, but he's not going to think for you. He gave you a brain for you to think for yourself. And so our motto here at the Your Immunity Project is, sure, we listen to everybody. But then in the end, you got to think for yourself. You have to make decisions for yourself. And these days, if you decide wrong, if you ignore the wrong thing, you might pay with your life. So it's about time for people to really begin to lock in the seriousness of what we're actually faced with and not take this as something that's going to be a passing issue and then things are going to snap back to normal. No, they won't. So prevention is the number one principle. An ounce of prevention, so says Ben Franklin. He's on the $100 bill. He ought to know. He said an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And I have found that to be true. Now, the second principle has to do with the diagnosis, and that's where everything gets murky, because there is no valid diagnosis where COVID-19 is concerned. What do I mean? I mean that the PCR test is not valid for testing clinical illness. So says the inventor of the PCR technology. According to the Paul Ehrlich Institute in Germany, 92% of the results from the rapid antigen tests from all over the world are either false positives or false negatives. In other words, the test is no good. 92% false positives and false negatives. So people, again, they text me, they call me, say, I tested positive for COVID. With what test? With these bogus tests? No, that's like drawing a random number. That's like drawing a random number. Guava fruits have tested positive for COVID-19. What was the brother in England? He had some fruit. He put the swab in. It tested positive. So you're sweating bullets because you tested the same as a guava fruit. So again, I'm not making a joke because in medicine, the most important thing is the diagnosis. See, when you lie about the diagnosis, see, that's a criminal offense in medicine. When you lie about the diagnosis, you tell somebody that they have a dreadful disease and they really don't have it. I've participated in court cases like that. And people had to pay big fines for making a misdiagnosis like that. Telling people, for example, that they had AIDS and they didn't have AIDS. Ruining somebody's life with misinformation, disinformation. So when you have a whole set of diagnostic tests where COVID-19 is concerned and all of the tests are bogus, then you're looking at a mass criminal enterprise, misinforming the public, scaring them to death, telling them that they have something that they don't have. Now, it doesn't mean they're not sick. They're sick from something, but sometimes a misdiagnosis is used to hide the true diagnosis. And that's also a crime. And so here in America, when people are given a diagnosis, you can't trust it. You can't trust it, whether it's positive or whether it's negative, and which means there's no reason to be tested. You're either sick or you're not. If you're sick, then there's certain things that you need to do. And that's the third principle, which is treatment. What should you do if you're sick? Well, it depends on what the sickness is. So if it's a viral illness, then you treat yourself as though you have a virus. And most of the time, you'll be right, fever, chills, body aches, that kind of thing. You know, you've had a cold before. You've had influenza before. These are common viral symptoms. That's not all of them. That's not all that a virus can do. But treat yourself for a virus with what? The best that there is. Why use something inferior, something that might work? Here's something that will work 100%. Paxamine. Paxamine, the natural food supplement that feeds the immune system. Works like a charm. Most people overuse it who use it. They don't know how powerful this is. They think they have to use a lot of it to get a big effect. The reality of it is less is more. So I tell them 2 sprays for prevention, 4 sprays for treatment. That's more than enough in most cases. So that's the best treatment for a virus. But now if you're infected with the self-spreading spike protein, well, that Paxlovid won't help you. And we've developed a protocol because we found out the true nature of the spike protein. It's actually snake venom peptides, synthetically produced snake venom peptides. I think there's a total of 19 of them. 7 have U.S. patents, and they're packed together. And that's what the spike protein actually is, the snake venom. And that's why you're sick. So some people say, I'm sick, and I didn't get the vaccine. Yeah, you got the vaccine. You didn't get the vaccine shot. And remember, it's not really a vaccine, is it? It's not really that, is it? You know that, right? It's not really a vaccine. It's an operating system. And more than that, it contains the spike proteins. And so people sometimes seem to have trouble understanding that the spike protein is an infectious protein and it spreads just like a disease. It is the disease. And so they protect themselves against a virus that is pretty much harmless. Whatever the virus was that they were calling COVID-19 2 years ago, it had a recovery rate of 99%. What are you worried about that for? But what's really killing people is the spike protein that they seem not to understand the nature of, even though we present it week after week after week on the Your Immunity Project. But maybe it's slowly sinking in, and for some it's not too late, but for some, unfortunately, it is. Now, how do we know all of this? That's because we do our own research. We don't just look at other people's research. We do look at other people's research. There's a lot of people doing research all over the world, and we search for it. And that's our fourth principle, research. But we don't just rely on what other people say, especially when they're unreliable. Look how unreliable Anthony Fauci is. Look how unreliable Dr. Birx, his partner, turned out to be. She admitted in her book that they made all of that up about the social distancing, the lockdown. They made it all up. They were lying to the president. They were lying to the public. They were lying to everybody because they had a vested interest in getting everybody jacked up with this shot. So we can't trust their research, so we do our own. And because we do our own, we found out the truth about the spike protein. We found out that there is a Bluetooth connection with these shots, that the nanoelectronics really are in that shot. And you have to keep that in mind when you look at the strange behavior of vaccinated people, even presidents of countries. They act strange when they get that shot because they're being controlled remotely, electronically, because of the shot that they got. And then this strange behavior is called breakthrough COVID, mass formation psychosis, all kinds of strange names coming up lately. And so the fourth principle, research, is followed by education, because once you find out the facts, then you have to report it out, and that's called education. And that's what the Your Immunity Project Zoom conference call is all about anyway. It's educational. So welcome to the education. Welcome to the truth. Welcome to the hour of truth. Welcome to the Your Immunity Project. So those are the five principles. Prevention is number one, diagnosis number two, treatment number three, research number four, and education. So Sister Najma, do we have, I don't know if we have any reports, official reports. We'll probably have a pretty short broadcast this evening. There's so much going on, and not all of it related to COVID in the world, I mean. And we're going to touch on some of that and more tomorrow night, of course, on the 19th Element. We do that at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Calfani Radio. And then we can get a little political and go into some of the world issues. But some of those world issues, even though they are not directly connected to COVID-19, it seems that COVID-19 might be connected to those world issues. For example, it's been reported out on the Your Immunity Project that the Russians uncovered, they said, 30 bioweapons laboratories in Ukraine. And then Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin corrected the Russians, said, no, we had 46. And that was confirmed by the State Department's, what's her name, Victoria Nuland. She confirmed that the U.S., the Pentagon, were operating bioweapons labs in Ukraine, and she was hoping that they would not fall into the hands of the Russians. And the Russians also found out that Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and his financial corporations and business partners were actually financing these bioweapons labs in Ukraine, where they were experimenting with all kinds of coronaviruses, bat viruses, you name it. You know, and all of that is now being presented before the United Nations for investigation, because all of that is in violation of international law. And then what makes it even worse was the profits that were being made from these bioweapons labs in Ukraine. All that money was being funneled back to the Democratic Party into the hands of the likes of Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and Joe Biden and the whole Democratic Party leadership. And they used that money in their efforts against Donald Trump and to, you know, just steal the election. You see, so one thing is related to the other. And you have to keep your eye on the ball, yes, but you also have to have peripheral vision where you're looking at everything else too, all at the same time. And keeping your wits about it, about you, and being nimble on your feet so that you can make the right decisions in a timely fashion. So Sister Najma, do we have the research team or anybody from abroad online?
Yes, sir. Dr. Nadia is on and Brother Ruben is on.
Okay, let's hear from Dr. Nadia. She's the head of our research team. Welcome, Dr. Nadia.
Oh, thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, so we don't have an update to report out this evening. However, as the research team, we're going to be realigning our team to reassess future research. So we're going to have an internal meeting to discuss the scope of work moving forward for the research team. Now, Brother Dawu had recently traveled internationally. He's going to share with us this evening some of the experiences he had with COVID-19 requirements as well as testing. So he would like to share that with the group this evening. Brother Dawu, are you online right now? If not, he'll be joining us shortly, Dr. Alima. We could circle back with him so that he can discuss.
That is very important. Last week, or maybe the week before, we reported out that in Sri Lanka, where they had an economic collapse and then the government collapsed,
right,
now they are requiring people to show a QR code of vaccination in order to buy gasoline.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's not just with travel.
Sure.
In that country, and probably coming to other countries, you're going to have to show something in order to buy gasoline or food or other necessities of life. So that's very, very important research. So whenever he gets on, we'll bring him right to the front.
Okay. Sounds good.
So thank you. So you said Brother Reuben from Australia, he's on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we always like to hear from Brother Reuben. He's in Melbourne, Australia. They're experiencing wintertime down there now. We're in the heat of summer in North America, wherever you might be listening from. But many of the things that are taking place in Australia will catch up with the rest of the world a little bit later on. For example, you know, today is Tuesday where I am. Where he is, it's already Wednesday. So they're always ahead of us. So what's going on down there in Australia, Brother Reuben?
Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Lehman family. How are you doing today?
Alaikum salam. Fine, sir. Thank you.
All praise is due to Allah. Well, you know, I'm the bearer of bad news again because there's really nothing good out of coming out of the land down under today. We're in the winter time. We're in the middle of, you know, very unusual winter. You know, we're having floods and now we got, you know, almost, they're saying 80, 90 mile an hour winds coming to hit us later today. And who knows whether we'll have electricity. But the main point is things haven't changed from for the last few weeks. Those who were not up to date fully. Where we are with this situation with COVID here is basically everyone is just about, you know, we're 96-97% double vaccinated, as they call it. We're almost about 70% triple jabbed, and many, many people, they're not giving us the numbers for the fourth jab, but many, many, many people have already had their fourth. However, things are not improving, despite them opening up the jabs for 6 months and up as well. This is babies. Now, hospitals are still full. They've canceled all elective surgery, and that word doesn't really give it its proper meaning, because elective sometimes, the way people understand it is something optional, like cosmetic surgery. But no, elective is a surgery that people need in order to keep on going with their lives. Just in my city alone, in Melbourne, we are about 90,000 surgeries behind right now, which is, to give you perspective, anywhere from about 9 months to 2 years wait list. So if you had to go in and get some operation next week for something, well, that's been pushed out. And, you know, this has been going on for a while. So many people who needed urgent surgery, cannot walk, having problem breathing or any other medical issue, many of those will not get their operations until Christmas 2023 into 2024. So that's very dire for many people because, you know, that is a death sentence for some people as well. But the key takeaway from this week is on Monday, because it is Wednesday here, August the 1st, they quietly wound down or finished what they called Operation COVID Shield. This is a military campaign run under the a Lieutenant General of the Army. This was a campaign which gained a lot of, a very notorious outlook in the media and among the people. Not only was it the one that went and secured all of the vaccines and other things for around the world, but what most people know it about here is this is a military campaign that went out into the reservations, into the Aboriginal people, where they've put them in the outback and other places away from the major cities, and went door to door. And they've now concluded that, saying, done our job. Most of these people have already two jabs. Some already have three. But basically, they had no choice. And the way they showed it on television, they just pull up at your house or get a whole street, round everyone up and go door to door, making sure they didn't miss anyone, making sure no one's hiding in the back, and made sure everybody in each household or reservation was vaccinated. And we're now starting to see, we've been seeing for a while, but of course we're seeing the consequence of that, because they even stopped giving the daily briefings of the death toll. We're getting Twitter feeds, which anyone can log onto Twitter and see what they are. But the death toll is really very confusing, the way they're playing the numbers game, kind of not giving ages. They're saying people are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Well, the whole range is dying. Of course, in the past, it was mainly the 50s, 60s, 70s. Now it's all the way down to the 20s. But they're not differentiating, even though many people are asking the question, are they dying with COVID? Are they dying from COVID side effects or medication side effects, or what is it? And the government is being very elusive about that. Of course, we're in an election year. In a few more months, we'll be in election. I think about November, so about another 3 months here, we'll be in election. So everybody is playing the political football of kind of not really dealing with the issue, except one other thing that they said they may very well. There's a proposal that may go to Parliament in the next week or so. And this is a very telling thing, Dr. Aleem. We've all been wondering what happened to the truck drivers, because here in Australia, the way they had it set up, even during COVID with the truck drivers, is the truck drivers would drive to wherever they pick up their load, the yard or transport station. They don't get out of their cabin, so they don't infect anyone. They don't catch anything from anyone. They connect whatever the load is, or the shipping container or whatever on top, drive to where it goes, and that's taken off by somebody else. So they never would come into contact with anybody. So they were practically in the safest job you could have. However, there was a mandate for all of them to get vaccinated. Many did, many did not. They removed that mandate a few months ago. Many of these drivers who they expected to come back to the job somehow did not get back to the job. They did a big push for women to join becoming truck drivers. That has failed. So now they're considering a proposal to import, to make special visas for, like they do for seasonal workers, to come and pick fruit from New Zealand, from Fiji, from Papua New Guinea, from the islands around Australia to come and assist. So there's a proposal to now make a provision, because they're saying these are skilled people. We need them in the country, and they came up with a number, 10, 15,000, whatever it is that they think they need right now. So it begs a question that we're all asking. We've got these shortages on the supermarket shelves and all other kind of shortages going on. But where do these truck drivers go? Because they make very good money here in Australia. And once everything was opened up for them and they didn't need to wear masks or have any vaccination or anything else, we expected that they would all get back to their job. But no, they haven't. So where they are, we don't know. Perhaps they're part of the death toll that we keep hearing about. But it's an interesting question and proposal to see if and when they pass this law, because things are very serious here with shortages of everything. And winter and the bad weather has not helped the situation at all. So thank you, Dr. Lim. I'll be available for any questions from any callers. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. So that was Brother Ruben in Australia. And you see, he's showing us a little early picture of what we may experience in just a couple of months. Now, here in the U.S., it's really not much different. If you're talking about essential workers like truck drivers, they disappeared a long time ago. About a year ago, there was a shortage of 120,000 truck drivers here in the United States. And the same goes in Canada. The same goes for airline pilots, too, and airline attendants. They were all given a choice, the jab or your job. The ones that got the jab, many of them have sickened and died or they're disabled, can't come back to work. And then, of course, those that were mistreated and abused and forced out of a job, why would you come back and work for people who mistreated you so poorly? Or maybe they went someplace else and got jabbed, and who knows what would happen to them. And then they say they want to import skilled workers from other countries. Well, why did you abuse the skilled workers that you already had? You see, so these are just flimsy cover stories for democide. People should look that word up. We hear the word genocide. We know what genocide is. Well, usually genocide is carried out against a people by an enemy government or army. They commit genocide. Like the Europeans came to North America and committed genocide against the Native Americans. But democide is different. Democide means that your own government is out to kill you. So that's what's going on in Australia. They're committing democide. The same thing is going on here in the United States of America, in Canada, all over Europe. The governments are committing democide. They are killing their own people. They're killing their own people. Now, we presented this, and maybe I should go back and resurrect some of that information, but more than a year ago, here on the Euroimmunity Project, we presented the five phases of depopulation, which, of course, is the five phases of the vaccination campaign. The first phase, we all remember, started in 2020 with the elderly being attacked in nursing homes and uncounted deaths, and they still haven't been counted. See, the first attack was against the unwanted elderly, stowed away, warehoused in nursing homes, the whole Cuomo scandal. And then, of course, going into the second year, this is when the essential workers were attacked, the truck drivers, the healthcare workers, the teachers. It's the jab or your job. You see, and we lost many, many people. Well, who are the essential workers? Well, if you look at their age group, that's the millennials. That's the 25 to 55 age group, and they've had a 94% increase in the death rate. So when they went after the essential workers, which includes the truck drivers, I mean, who isn't essential? What happens if the sanitation man doesn't show up to pick up the garbage? You see, who isn't essential? See, but they attack the essential workers. So now that's why you have 9,000 surgeries that could not be performed as normal because you don't have the surgeons anymore. They killed them or disabled them. That's democide. That's deliberate killing of the population, culling of the herd. And then next, after the elderly and the essential workers, then the attack moved to the youth. Oh, you want to come back to school after the lockdowns, you know? Oh, you want to come back to school? You want to come back into the classroom? Want to go to college? Want to get a degree? Oh, you got to get the jab. And so they went after the youth, not just the youth in college and in schools, but also the young people that make up the U.S. military. They got the same offer. You either get the jab or you're out of military service. So I think in May, they discharged 30,000 U.S. Marines who refused to be jabbed. And then, of course, the ones that stayed in that did get the jab, many of them are suffering of terrible symptoms. The Pentagon will not report any longer the sudden deaths, unexplained sudden deaths that are taking place on military installations all over the world where these soldiers were forced to be vaccinated. They're being killed. I mean, let's be blunt about it. This is biological warfare. Maybe Trump had it right. He said that China created this weapon. What he didn't say was Anthony Fauci financed it. Well, maybe China did create a bioweapon in Wuhan. But what about the 46 weapons labs that were in Ukraine under Trump's administration? They didn't start with Biden. Well, maybe they did when Biden was the point man under Obama. So what responsibility does Obama have since he appointed Victoria Nuland in Ukraine to overthrow the government in 2014? So who decided that the government ought to kill its own people? And according to Catherine Austin Fitz, this is their solution to inflation. You want to decrease demand by decreasing the population. And that'll level out inflation, so they say. And so they attack the youth, and they're still attacking the youth. Haven't they just approved this untested experimental shot for infants as young as 6 months, up to 5 years, 12 years? So the whole, all the whole population under attack. And now sudden deaths among children taking place all over the world. And where are the parents rushing to protect their children? Well, they don't protect their children because they've been shot up themselves and being remotely controlled mentally, their behavior, so they can't even act like normal parents. And so now we're in the military phase. See, what did Brother Reuben say? There's a military operation in Australia. Well, what do you think it is in the United States? What do you think it is in Europe? What do you think it is everywhere? It is a military operation against the population serving a depopulation agenda. What is the end point? Well, according to the Deagle Research Corporation, by 2025, the American population is to be reduced down to 69 million people, starting from 337 million down to 69 million in the next, what, 3 years, 2.5 years. This is the agenda. They didn't make it a secret. Why do you pretend like you don't know? It's a global depopulation agenda. People started reading the Georgia Guidestone, so they blew it up, so you can't read it anymore. But it was chiseled in granite. So we need to revisit that and keep that in mind. This is a depopulation agenda. Don't scratch your head and say, I wonder where the essential workers are. They killed them. Are you essential? Evidently not, if they didn't get you yet. So let's put up our headlines and
Brother Dawood's on, Dr. Aline.
Pardon me?
Brother Dawood was on.
Oh, okay. Let's hear from Brother Dawood, and then we'll get to our headlines. Welcome, Brother Dawood.
Yes, assalamu alaikum, Dr. Aline. Assalamu alaikum all.
Wa alaikum salam.
Can you hear me? Okay, wonderful. Yeah, I've been away for a little bit. I'd like to give a brief update. One thing I wanted to point out, anyone who would like to sign up, please do continue to sign up so that you can participate in any upcoming surveys that we put out. We will take a newer approach to a study, an observational study, and that will be at www.yourimmunityproject.org. So we'll organize an approach so that we can bring more useful information to the call and to the overall studies going forward. Dr. Ling, some of the things I experienced in some of the travel I had to do over the last month on the international side, I wanted to share with the group. We are attempting to utilize the clinical trial pass, which we developed in hopes that it would work and serve the purpose of the COVID-19 passport. And what I found was, for the most part, the airport workers and TSA, they are so worn out and overwhelmed from the process of 2.5 years of checking documents and checking incorrect documents and expired documents. And you can imagine a whole series of documentations and updated PCR tests that they really just seem worn out. And almost anything you show them gives you passage. Now, I don't want anyone to rely on that. I'm just telling what I observed, the landscape. That's how it really appeared. They just want to get the long lines to pass through. And if you have something to flash and show them, it seems like they're letting you through. Now, I attempted to show the clinical trial pass that we have. The only point in the process that it seems to be required is when you first at the ticket counter for the country you're flying to, for international, whatever the requirements are, that's where you show them. And it was never requested again at any other point during travel, not TSA, not boarding the airplane, not by customs in the country that you're visiting. It was only done at the initial point when you check in at the airport at the ticket counter. So that would either be the PCR test result 48 hours prior to departure showing a negative result, or they ask if you're fully vaccinated, of course, or you attempt to show anything else you have that would substantiate that you're valid to fly and travel. So I did show the clinical trial pass. They weren't that familiar with it, although there is an official process for clinical trials that they say are approved. So they actually have a database of a group of clinical trials that are working towards vaccines or vaccines to be approved, are what I saw on the clinical trial website. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're considering approved clinical trials that could be presented. Even with that, the airport workers didn't seem familiar at all with that process. And you essentially get through, and they are still stating a bunch of requirements that none of them are even checking for. They have the locator requirement, so they're able to keep up with you. If there's any case of COVID that's active in the area you're at, they inform you, and then you're able to inform your whereabouts if you need to be ordered to quarantine. But it really didn't seem like anyone's keeping up with the process at all. I asked some of the ticket about the attestation form where you can attest certain information about your status. And they said, oh, no, we stopped using that about a year ago. That was only early, deep in the peak of COVID. And they just really don't want to be bothered with all the rigmarole. You can just about imagine how many documents and crumpled up papers people present to them, and the information's incorrect, and they got to get a line of 200 people through the process. So that whole structure, if it ever worked, it definitely has fallen apart now.
Yeah.
And you don't see any of the old protocol being followed. No masks, nothing like that. I mean, it's rare. The entire plane may have had about six individuals that chose to wear masks, so that's not being demanded anymore at all. So that entire landscape's changing for whatever purpose that it was promoted before. It seems that they pulled away now that the objective of getting a bunch of individuals injected has been met. So that was my experience, and it was just interesting to see that all of that has kind of fallen away now that they seem to have met some of their objective of getting a lot of the global population injected.
Yes. Well, I think are you
yes,
finished?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think your conclusion is the right one. And you know, and that's not necessarily for a good reason. See, once they have a certain percentage of people injected, then the self-spreading nature of the spike protein takes over. So they may even want to encourage people, you know, to mingle and co-mingle, because the injected folks who volunteered, hey, they're already done, and the rest have to be poisoned indirectly, perhaps. So thank you, Brother Dawood. Very good report. Very encouraging, really. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
So let's go through our headlines, and then we'll open up our phone lines after that. A year ago, you know, we were struggling with a recall. We had an issue of internal sabotage and all kinds of things. But here we are with our heads still above water. And I want to thank everybody that helped and pitched in to keep things going. So now, yeah, this is about Australia. There's Brother Reuben, Australians ordered to take the fourth booster or get fired. You see, so even though they have the labor shortages, you see, they're still putting the pressure on the population. Next image. Here's the infamous Dr. Birx, a member of Anthony Fauci's team. Remember, she was on TV every single day a year or two ago. And now she writes a book where she spills the beans. They made the whole thing up. They were telling lies about everything. It seems to me that that's a criminal offense. But again, we don't have law enforcement in this country anymore, do we? Next image. And this is a continuation of the same thing. You see, with all of the lies that they were told, you see, now the truth is coming out. When it's too late. See, this reporter there on the left, I forget what his name is, but on Fox News, he's sick himself. See, he fell for the okey-doke. He was promoting the vaccine to the public in his job as a newscaster. He's a journalist. He thought Dr. Birx was telling the truth. He thought Anthony Fauci was telling the truth. He actually lined up and got the shot. Now, a year later or so, after he's been sick a couple of times and off the air a couple of times, looks like he's lost maybe 30 or 40 pounds. Now he finds out that he was reporting lies a year ago, told by Fauci and Dr. Birx, that he believed himself and probably told his family to do the same thing. Now, what can he do about it to reverse the damage that has been done? And he might have a guilty conscience because how many millions of people listened to him repeating the lies that were being told officially? Next image, please. Oh, yes. So now this is the New York Times promoting cannibalism. Why would they do that? Oh, well, because there's a food shortage. You see, so they're getting you ready for something. Bill Gates has his artificial meat factories going. The cattle are being killed, not just by the weather, but they're being slaughtered in the field. In England, in Ireland, other parts of Europe, in the Netherlands, the military is waging war against the farmers, killing the cows. It's a part of the climate agenda. They say the cows fart too
much. Dr. Lamy went out. You're still showing that you're on, so I don't know. You want to log out and log back in. Okay, everyone. Okay, I can hear you now. Uh-oh, I think you just went out. All right, give Dr. Aleem a moment to, okay. He's still in. Okay, I'm mute.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I was done with this one. Go to the next. Cannibalism in America. And here's the liar in chief himself. He's suffering from his own poison. Or maybe they're just getting rid of him because he knows where all the skeletons are. You see, after they do their job, after they do their dirty work, they get rid of them. So he was announcing that he's retiring. He said he's going out with Biden. Next image, please. Now, Now, this was something that came up that didn't seem to have any relevance to your immunity project, but it really does. Because basically what China and Russia, what they call the BRICS nations, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and about 140 or 50 other nations, they have a new reserve currency. So now when you need to buy something, what money do you have to buy it with? Well, if you're buying it with U.S. dollars, there's not going to be too much to buy. They have ships offshore, the eastern coast of America and the western coast of America, and they can't unload the ships because the money's no good. Now, if you had some real money, you could probably go down to the dock and make a deal with the ship captain, and he would unload the ship. If you had some real money, that's the only reason why they won't unload the ships. They don't have any money. Same in Europe. That's why they're cutting off the gas. Same reason they cut your gas off, because you didn't pay the bill. Then you made up some story to tell everybody. But the real reason was, no, you didn't pay the bill. So Europe and America, they don't have any money that anybody with food and energy is willing to take. And so it's going to be a long, cold winter. And so that's why they're reducing the population, so you won't need so much food. There'll be fewer people to eat it. And along with that, eat some of the people. See, that's how these people think. Next image. And it's all about the blood. So this was just an image. I was going to do something with it. I'll do it another time. But basically, I'll do it another time. So go ahead. Next image. And this was connected to it. You see, we live in a blood cult society. They worship blood. And most of medicine is, bloody. They want a blood test for everything. And in many cases, that's not necessary. I mean, if I want to know what your liver is doing, why do I need a blood test? Why don't I just examine your liver? But they do that, you see. And then because of that, they can monitor your DNA and produce individually something to harm you. And this was a congressman who made testimony warning the American people about donating their DNA to some of these private corporations that want to take your DNA and do things with it. And one of the things they can do with it is make a weapon to kill you. Next image. See, a lot of these vaccine campaigns, so-called, are done according to zip codes. All the vaccine shots are not the same. It depends on what zip code you're in. That determines the mixture of the vaccine shot that you actually get. And so that accounts for the differences that you see in different populations of people and how they respond to what is allegedly the same vaccine, but it's only the same in name. The actual ingredients vary from batch to batch. So now Joe Biden's real doctor, I forget his name, disappeared. And then he suddenly comes up with this new doctor, Dr. Ja. And he says Joe Biden is suffering from body aches, cough, sore throat, hoarse voice from coronavirus infection. And he's using an inhaler. And then he was also using Paxlovid. We reported that last week. Now, since that time, he got better. He had a positive test. That's what this story is showing. Then after self-isolating until the Pope was gone, then he said he tested negative. And then when Nancy said she was still going to Taiwan despite what it might do to the country, then he got COVID again and had to be in isolation. So I guess he's still in isolation now with a so-called breakthrough case of COVID. No telling who's controlling his mind through the nanoelectronics that they injected into the president of the United States. Now, inside sources say that unlike some of the other celebrities and politicians who got placebos, Joe actually believed in the vaccine and he actually got the actual vaccine. He actually got what everybody else got. And that's why he's acting like that. So now if they got to Joe and they're controlling him remotely through the nano electronics that are in the shot, well, then who's running the country? Is whoever programmed Joe. And then Kamala, she had COVID too, right? I think that's true. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. And she got boosted herself. And then Nancy Pelosi, she said the reason why she canceled the first trip to Taiwan had nothing to do with her fear of China. But she came down with COVID-19. You see, so now here's the president. He's number one. The vice president is number two. She got COVID and got boosted. And now Nancy Pelosi is number three, and she's vaccinated and boosted, acting crazy, all of them. So now this is the line of succession of the country, the president, the vice president, and the speaker of the House. Maybe that's why China had reservations about her coming into China. Since Taiwan is a part of China, did she have a visa? Maybe they wanted to check her QR code to see what her vaccine status was. They have a zero COVID tolerance policy in China. Yeah, I mean, they locked down a whole city just because of one COVID case. And then she had just recently said that she had COVID and she wanted to go to China and she doesn't want to give them a test of her DNA. Don't even want to apply for a visa. Well, the country's in trouble. Next image, please. So many people are now dying suddenly that our free press can barely hide it anymore. You mean they were hiding it before? Of course they were. Of course they were, because they are part of the plot. Next image. And so these are some of the headlines. Football players. Next image. Two Houston firefighters suffer heart attacks in 1 week. Yeah, fully jabbed. The job or your jab, that's what they were told. Next image. These are the millennials. Now look at this. Child monkeypox explosion will reveal the extent of pedophilia. Yeah, how extensive is it? According to Bill Clinton, 30% of the Congress are pedophiles. That's what Bill Clinton said. I wouldn't know, but he certainly would know, I suppose. You could ask the president to see if, I mean, the sitting president, see if he knows. Since his son Hunter said that his dad is a pedophile, and Hunter ought to know since that's his dad, and his dad says Hunter is the smartest person that he knows, so this smart person says that his dad is a pedophile. And that's how children get monkeypox. Next image. Major fertility problems all over the world. These are just what's happening everywhere. This is a part of a depopulation agenda. You stop the production of babies. You attack men, you attack women in terms of their fertility. I believe the report said that, was it 82% or 89%?
Dr. Aleem, you off mute again. I don't understand.
9%.
Dr. Aleem?
Must be on your end. Yeah, I'm unmuted.
Okay, it's working now, but for some reason it's taking you on and off. But you can be heard now.
Okay, go to the next one. See now, these are strange headlines. Joe Biden's death would be a tragedy. For who? But it might help the Democrats win. Look out, Joe. Your own party is turning on you. Now somebody, I don't know if I have that headline, but somebody put in the question to Alexa, artificial intelligence, in other words, Alexa, what happened to Joe Biden when he fell off his bike? They said Joe Biden died, I think at the Naval Hospital. Next image. So don't I guess the president would be, yeah, Alexa mourns the death of Joe Biden. Somebody asked Alexa that question. What happened to Joe Biden? They said he died. So I wonder if the president is an essential worker. They told him, I guess it was the jab or your job. I don't know what he says, but he's sick. He's sick. And Kamala, she don't look too good herself. And Pelosi, who knows? She might get stuck in Taiwan. Who knows? Did she leave yet? They might keep her there. They might disable the plane so she can't get out. Or I was thinking, well, maybe they'll just burn down California. They could easily do that. That would be cheaper. Just a couple of matches would do it. Next image. Now, this was something I need to do a little bit more research in, but some people are reporting that wasp venom has been discovered along with snake venom in the COVID-19 shot. Next image. I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't done the research to verify that, but it's been reported.
That's the last one.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. So let's open up our phone lines for questions, testimonials, reports. And what time do we have?
It's 8 o'clock.
Okay. So let's go for a little while here. I don't know if there's a lot of questions out there. I would really like to hear what's on people's minds because there's a lot going on. And we're in a phase now where you can expect a lot of bad news coming from far and near.
Yes, sir. So those are on the Zoom platform. Please raise your hand. And if you have a question or a testimony, if you're on the Facebook Live, please place your question or comment in the chat. We have Art iPad. Oh, I'm sorry, Brother Art. Hopefully you can be heard.
That's not a holy name, is it?
As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum
salam.
I wanted to know if Brother Daoud could go over on signing up for the QR code again, if he's still on the line.
Yeah, you can just go to the website, which is yourimmunityproject.org. And just follow those instructions. That's the website for the research projects. Your immunity.
No. I mean, what I mean is that if you're already a member of the
yes, sir.
Oh. If you're already a member, brother. And I haven't gotten an email or anything, you know.
Okay, brother. I'll check the latest group of emails that have come in. They're waiting for admin approval. As soon as we approve, then you'll get a secondary email that will send you the QR code. So you're probably through the first series of steps. We'll complete
right.
that.
And
you'll
yes.
receive that QR code.
Okay. All right. So I'll be receiving the email. Just wait on the email.
Yes, sir. That's
all right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Yeah, let me say something. You know, I was debating whether I should say something or not about the actual state of affairs of the Your Immunity Project. See, I'm not saying to people that you should just be patient, but you should understand it's just me. It's just Dr. Nadia. It's just Brother Daoud. It's just Sister Najma. It's just the people that you see and hear every Tuesday. That's all it is. And so there are delays. For example, in my website, people will say, well, when are you going to post your research about the snake venom peptide? Well, wait a minute. Who do you think is here to help me to post anything? You know, in 2 days, I'll be 74 years old. Do you think I know how to load something up on a website? So now I mentioned a year ago, we had internal sabotage by a government agent. Well, the government only hires highly qualified agents. So she had all the skills to make things run just like that. The downside was she was just doing it as a government agent for sabotage purposes. But high-level efficiency, high-level competence. Well, who has come to replace the agent since that time to get things up and running on the high level that it needs to come? No one. So again, I'm not begging for people to be patient, but you should understand what it means when you're talking about your immunity project. When are you going to jump in and pitch in and help and do the things that need to be done so we can move on down the road like we should and make the progress as quickly as you have the right to expect it should be made? Because after all, we're talking about life and death issues, aren't we? So these issues are serious enough for people to get involved in and volunteer and do some work. What's wrong with asking you to do some work to save your own life? So again, there's a reality behind what you see and hear. You know who's helping Brother Daoud to do the wonderful things that he's doing, to even have a QR code? He didn't even have a website. Nobody's helping him. Nobody's paying him. And all the other ones that are helping. The faithful few. I think we used to use that term. The faithful few. The ones that you can always count on. They're always there. But what about the many? The many who say we need help. Well, sometimes the best way to get help is to be help to somebody else. And so we have to broaden this thing because everybody is involved, whether you like it or not, in one way or another. So I feel better. I got that off my chest. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just saying there's a reality here. It takes some real people to do some real work. I might be a great doctor, but I'm not a very good administrator. I certainly am not a web manager. So don't expect things from me that I don't know how to do. You know how to do them. And so sometimes we can sit back and be critical or just impatient. Not necessarily critical, just impatient. Not realizing that you actually should be helping instead of just sitting back, spectating. That's not even a word, is it? So thank you for the call. And so do we have any other callers? Or did I scare everybody?
Yes, sir. No, sir. A lot of hands. Someone asked the question, the first 28-day spike protein protocol kit, is it any good or can we still take it or not?
Well, again, no, it's no good. It was no good. That's been there since last year. That's what I'm talking about. We have the new protocol, but it's not up on the website. Because I don't have anybody to help me put it up there. It's not all that hard to put stuff up. I'm not saying it's hard. I'm just saying I don't know how to do it. You expected me to do it? You'd be waiting a mighty long time. The good news is we are going to straighten the website out. You know, I appreciate the caller's question. There's a little bit of confusion there because that is not the up to date information when you go to the website. That is not up to date. And I do my best to verbally clarify some issues, but that's not the right way to get it done. So yeah, I need help just like you need help. So we'll get that done as soon as we can. And then when you go to the website, the up-to-date, correct, effective, three-part protocol will be crystal clear. And I apologize because right now it is not crystal clear. But there's three parts to it. The Pax Immune is number one. The second part is the antiviral protocol that used to be called the spike protein protocol. But it was never effective against the spike protein protocol. Pardon me, it was never effective against the spike protein. But then the third part has now been added, And the third part is the anti-snake venom homeopathics. There's three of them, Cedron, Crotalus, and Vipera. So again, that's not on the website yet, but that is the correct protocol. So thank you.
Motorola, G-Play.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Yeah, this is Brother Kenneth X. Haven't been on in a while, but I have been watching most of the shows because I am under a lot of research. I do try to help out. So real quickly, I just got a question and then a statement. The question is, I have been doing some research and just don't know whether or not you recollect whether or not this sounds to you, but I've been listening to some doctors and scientists who have been talking about quercetin, NAC, and zinc will help against the spike protein by building the immune system to the point that the spike protein is ineffective. It's something about the NAC affects antibodies. In other words, the antibodies are hyperactive when spike protein is in the system. So the antibodies is trying to fight something that is a strange substance. And by them overreacting, or shall I say, by the antibodies being hyperactive, it, of course, can damage your cells or organ. So they're saying with the quercetin and the NAC and the zinc together, they're saying that it does something to the antibodies, which makes them not react, which makes the spike protein, you know, none and void or just ineffective. What do you think about it?
Well, they're correct in principle. Now, I just enumerated.
No audio.
Yes, he's going in and out. Let me see.
Let him know that we just need a repeat on whatever he's saying.
He's actually knocked off now, so I don't know if he lost power. So just give me one moment.
Okay, I'll stand by. Let me know.
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. His phone may have gone dead. He may have been on his phone because his phone's just going right to the voicemail. So. He probably was in charge, maybe. What were you going to say, sis?
Oh, I was just trying to see where he. That's all. Yeah.
All right. So give him a couple more minutes. We do apologize, but yeah. So I don't know if it's the power or if it's just sabotage. So inshallah, he'll be back with us shortly. Assalamu alaikum.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes. Right. So my phone battery just died. That's all. So the brother had asked a question. I don't know what part of the answer you heard before I went out.
Pretty much you didn't even get a chance to really elaborate at all, hardly. You just kind of were going into it and you were.
Okay. All right. So. So you mentioned quercetin, zinc, and NAC, and the point I was making is that in our antiviral protocol, all of those ingredients are included, plus many, many more ingredients. So all of those bases are covered. Their basic point about those three ingredients is correct, but by itself, it's ineffective. Right. Now, their point about the overactivity of the immune system is handled by Paxlovid. If you can see on the label itself, it's an immune modulator. Well, what does modulation mean? It means it balances out the immune function so it's not too much this or too much that. It's balanced like it's supposed to be.
Right.
So that's the first part of the protocol, the Paxlovid. The second part, the antiviral protocol, contains the quercetin, zinc, and the NAC. And then the reason why the quercetin and zinc and NAC are not effective by themselves is because it has nothing to do with a virus. It has nothing to do with antibodies. What is killing people are snake peptides, snake venom peptides. That's what's killing people. So the very nature of snake venom peptides means antibodies don't work. Otherwise, people wouldn't die from snake bites if your immune system could protect you. Mm-hmm. So you need specific one-on-one countermeasures against these snake venom peptides that are being continuously produced in the injected person mm-hmm. by their own body cells. And so that's why, you know, if there's a virus present, the antiviral protocol will help and is only needed temporarily, maybe a couple of weeks, 28 days, something like that. The Paxlovid is effective in preventing viral contagion, but it's only needed, you know, when that is an issue. But for a vaccinated person, so-called, producing the spike protein, you probably need to be on the anti-snake venom protocol forever.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have been genetically altered, and you will continue to produce the spike protein, and if you don't do anything about it, it will sicken you and kill you. The other disheartening part about it is if your cells have already incorporated the spike protein either through direct injection or through indirect means, inhalation, skin contact, exchange of body fluids with a vaccinated person, well, if that is incorporated into your genetic material and you survive long enough, you will pass that on to your children and your grandchildren. Now, of course, we pointed out that most people who have been injected or who have been contaminated with the spike protein have become sterile. So they won't have children. They won't have grandchildren. But in theory, if they did, they would pass this on to future generations.
That's beautiful. Well, I'm definitely looking into getting that package that you have for immune protection against the spike protein as well. I do have the Paxlovid, so that's the next thing I have to get. Now, yeah. My other statement was it just seems to me that they're kind of losing in the war against humanity. There's some lawsuits going on. The vaccinated are becoming the new unvaccinated. Every vaccinated person that I've spoken to does not want to take another shot at all. I haven't heard no one pro-vax now. Unvaccinated are done. And yet they're trying to come out with the monkeypox vaccine, and they think they're going to maybe push a fourth one. I guess they're looking for an insurrection. I guess they're prepared for it because they got a problem with their own people who have supported them, let alone the people who have not supported. What do you think about that?
Well, I think the damage has already been done. Joe Biden came into office with one objective. He said 100 million doses in 100 million arms. And he more than exceeded that goal. So because of the self-spreading nature of the vaccine, once you have a certain critical percentage of the population that's vaccinated, they'll spread it to the unvaccinated. So you can win all the lawsuits you want. That doesn't stop the judge or your...
As-salamu alaykum. Listen up, everyone. We know that it was a very, very difficult recording last night, and our team just pulled it up. So what we want to do is we humbly ask your apologies for what has gone on right now with this recording. And we will get this recording right back on, inshallah, 2 o'clock this afternoon in its entirety. Thank you so much. May Allah continue to bless you. Assalamu alaikum.
Kalfani Radio, worldwide. Since 2005, family helping family.
Trusty phone, and I was on the show. I was listening to it also. I got what you got. I got what you got. And last night, you know, I got what you got. You know, it didn't think I was on there. I was on there. I just couldn't say nothing. You know, I couldn't say nothing. I couldn't participate the really way I wanted to really participate. You know, man, planet Allah plans, and surely we know that Allah is the best of all planets. So, you know, of course, we are always going to put our best foot forward. We always settle on the best at all times. We strive hard for that which we do. And in striving hard, we know that there's pitfalls. Pitfalls on the right, pitfalls on the left. Sometimes we got to go around this one or behind that one or over that one. We got to do that. But those that are striving for righteousness, we understand that. This pitfall that Kalfani Radio and the 19th Element have been having since day number one. That enemy does not want us to have a platform to get to you, to get the believers, to get to those that are like, oh man, Doc, he timed the word and the phrases, the pure blood, the pure ones, okay? They want to stop that information. They want to stop us from giving out that information to our people. Instead, they want to always show you beating up on our women. They always want to show fights in the street. They always want to show you know, drugs and alcohol and, you know, lavish things that is not under our grasp. And then if it is under our grasp, they give it to us in a different, unorderly, ungodly way. So when we do start pushing for the godly way, when we do start pushing for striving to be right, they don't like that. And they work hard to prevent it. So I want to give a big shout out to our latest donor that donated to the cause of righteousness and to the cause of making sure that we here keep our platform to us without them having any kind of control over it at all whatsoever. And they have been attacking us real hard in the last 4 or 5 days. But we have been standing strong because Allah Ta'ala is on our side. I want to thank and give big ups to Sister Monique Ford for your generous, generous donation to the 19th Element on Kalfani Radio. That donation alone was able to help a family and much, much needed. Okay? And it was also there to help make sure that we put the added protection on Kalfani Radio's 19th Element so that the enemy cannot budge with it. But we have to maintain that protection. We have to maintain all general orders and effects. So that's why we are here today and to reach out to our followers. And you see the banner. It says, if you'd like to please support the 19th Element with Dr. Ali Muhammad with a donation from the heart. You can donate to PayPal at CalFoniRadio.com. We're going to fix that. Some typos in that. We're going to fix that. Or Cash App at CalFoniRadio, $CalFoniRadio. So we want to just make sure that this, listen, the title of tonight's show is unbelievably hot. Why is it hot? Because we have to prevent ourselves from falling in the pit fires of which the enemy have set for us right here, that we actually can see. So we want to make sure that we be conscious of these pit fires, pitfalls. We want to be conscious of what where to go, what to not to do, and what to do. So with that being said, tonight's element on the 19th element is avoiding them pitfalls. And to be able to see the pitfalls. See, you have to have a clear mind to even acknowledge it. And when you acknowledge it, don't go the other way trying to be slick. Follow your heart, follow Allah, keep the rope of Allah in your hands. With that being said, let's bring on our brother, our doctor, Dr. Aleem Muhammad. Salaam alaikum, doc.
Wa alaikum salam, brother Carlito. How are you doing, sir?
Allah's most kind. Thank you for asking. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thanks to Allah. Working hard in his name, trying to make my word my bond.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we did have a wonderful time last night on the 19th element. And, you know, this is kind of like a continuation of that event. Now, that's available. I uploaded the recording from last night. That's on Telegram, on my Telegram, Dr. Aleem. So if you're a member or if you want to join, just make a request. Just leave a sticker there, and then I'll give you the link into the group. So you can get last night's broadcast. And, of course,
it
was
replayed. We've also got it on CalFoniRadio, too, Dr. Aleem.
Exactly. I saw it myself on CalFoniRadio this morning.
Praise be to Allah.
Yeah, so in other words, so you didn't miss it. It's still available. But we want to get into some of the geopolitical and economic issues that go along with the health issues that we deal with the 19th element. You know, like we always say with Halal Wealth Builders, you can't have health without wealth. You can't have wealth without health. And so all of these things are intermixed. And you can't deal with one without dealing with the other. And so there's a whole lot of political issues taking place inside the country, outside the country, all over the world that is changing the way that we live, changing the way that we do business. So now the harassment, you know, to CalFoniRadio, the harassment to the Your Immunity Project, the harassment to anybody that's standing up for truth, you see, is understandable when we actually open up our eyes and see where we are. We're actually living in a police state.
Mm.
Now, I put up an ad for tonight's show. And before I get started, some people may not have seen that. And can you see that? Can you read that?
Yes, sir. Let's put you on spotlight. Hold on 1 second, Doc. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. See, now, on the brink of a pit of fire.
Mm.
On the brink of a pit of fire. That's a verse from the third chapter in the Holy Quran. That you were on the brink of a pit of fire, and I saved you from it.
Mm.
And then it goes on to say, because you are the best nation, and you enjoin good and forbid evil.
The best nation.
Yeah, so that's why Allah saved you from it. Now, you know, this has a reference point in history, in the past. But it's also prophetic for today, because here we are today in 2022, and where are we except standing on the brink of a pit of fire? And when we say fire, we're talking about actual physical fire, Don't tell me California is not burning. Don't tell me France is not burning. Don't tell me that Spain is not on fire, Portugal is not on fire, Greece is not on fire. They're all on fire, literally wildfires out of control.
Mm.
But you're on the brink of a pit of nuclear fire because the news is all about the Ukrainian forces supported by NATO, supported by America, bombing a nuclear power plant as if to cause a nuclear catastrophe in Ukraine, just like the one they had at Chernobyl, I believe in 1989. And, of course, Chernobyl is in Ukraine.
That's
so
right.
They want to start another nuclear catastrophe in Ukraine, and this is being done by the Ukrainians using weapons supplied by the British and the Americans and the NATO allies. So why would NATO, why would America, why would America give weapons to the Ukrainians to bomb a nuclear power plant that would cause a global nuclear catastrophe?
Mm.
Well, certainly any nation that would do that is not the best nation that enjoins good and forbids evil. Any nation that would do that is a wicked nation and promotes evil. And if such a nation is standing on the brink of a pit of fire, don't expect Allah to save you from
that's
it.
That's right.
So that's what we're looking at. You see, what kind of nation are we? And when I say what kind of nation are we, well, who do you identify as? What do you identify as? See, so, you know, this is the day of everybody stand up and speak. Tell us who you are and what you are and what you stand for.
Mm.
Because all of us are standing on the brink of a pit of fire. You can't get away from it. There's a biological holocaust taking place. Famine is taking place. All kinds of weather events, earthquakes, tornadoes, hailstorms. All of this taking place, floods, drought. We're all standing on the brink of a pit of fire where you see your actual destruction staring you in your face.
Mm.
So now what kind of nation are you? Are you the kind of nation that enjoins good and forbids evil so that you could count on God saving you from this pit of fire? And, of course, that goes down to the individual person. What kind of person are you?
That's right. Teach, Doc.
Are you the kind of person that enjoins good? In other words, promotes good. You know, is positive about good. Is forward about good. Doesn't mind being good. Not trying to be bad. And forbids evil. Meaning that you don't tolerate it.
That's right.
Not in your presence, and you oppose evil. You oppose it the best you can. If you have the power to shut it down, you shut it down. If you don't have the power to shut it down, at least you stand up and speak against it.
Mm.
And if you can't speak against it, at least you pray against it.
Mm.
But in no way are you in favor of it, and you do not go along to get along. So this is the day that some would call judgment. You see, Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that's what the time was. This is the day of judgment, the time of judgment. He said it's a time that nobody wants. It's a subject that nobody wants to talk about. Everybody would rather talk about anything but that.
Mm.
But in fact, that is the subject that needs to be talked about. And that's why you're tuned into the 19th element, because we talk about what we want to talk about.
That's right.
And what we want to talk about are things that are relevant, things that make sense, things that are important.
That's right.
So now, what is so important that the world leaders, if you want to call these lunatics leaders, I'm talking about the three blind mice especially, we'll get to that in a minute.
But what is so important to be covered up that these world leaders are risking nuclear holocaust? See, and it's over there in Ukraine. And how is that linked to what's taking place with the economy? How is that linked to the raid on Mar-a-Lago? How is that linked even to the harassment of people like Kalfani Radio and other people who stand up for free speech and just want to tell the truth and just want to enjoin good and forbid evil, if all they can do is talk about it on a talk radio show? They speak against the evil that's taking place. You see, well, what is the history of this evil? How did it grow so big? It's like in the Bible, when you start out in Genesis, there's a little evil. It's called a little snake. But by the time you get to the end of the book, in the book of Revelations, that little snake in Genesis has become a great dragon.
With three heads.
Yes. And a flood of propaganda.
Come on.
A flood coming out of his mouth. You see, so now let's take a look at this in terms of current events. And the best way to look at it is, let's just condense what's taking place into the last 100 years or so. In 1913, there were three institutions that were created that were against the Constitution, or anti-constitutional, I guess you could say, unconstitutional. But I think they were really anti-constitutional. And those were the acts that created the Federal Reserve Bank.
The first one. Woo!
And at the same time, the creation of the IRS.
Mm.
And at the same time, the creation of the FBI.
Mm.
So now, it's unconstitutional for there to be a private banker that controls the currency of the United States, because the Constitution is very clear that it is Congress's responsibility to control the currency.
Good teaching.
And to print the money. And so how is it that a private corporation owned by private individuals who are not U.S. citizens, how is it that they control and own the Federal Reserve Bank that has controlled the currency of the United States for the last 100 years, since 1913?
Mm.
And has diminished the value of the U.S. dollar 99%. In that 100 years. And at the same time, an Internal Revenue Service was set up as a private corporation to collect taxes, because the issuance of this debt money, this fiat currency from the Federal Reserve Bank, had now imposed a tax. See, when you talk about the interest that is charged on money, that interest is actually the same as tax. And so you need an agency to collect the tax, and that's where you get the Internal Revenue Service, which is also an unconstitutional body and a privately owned corporation owned by foreigners. But they collect money for the Federal Reserve Bank. And in case anybody gets out of line, then the third entity that was created 100 years ago is called the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI. Now, if we bring that forward to the present time, 2022, what is the reputation and the credibility of the Federal Reserve Bank? What is the reputation and the credibility of the FBI? What is the credibility and reputation of the IRS? They have proven themselves to be enemies of not just the Constitution, but of the people.
Of the people.
Of the United States.
Mm.
And they have robbed the people of the United States blind.
Yes, sir.
As I already mentioned, the value of the dollar has decreased 99%.
Mm.
They I'm condensing a lot of history into just a few minutes. But essentially, all of the gold that was in the possession of the American people has disappeared over the last 100 years.
Mm.
And now, you have to make a special presentation, because the people have been so dumbed down financially, they don't even know what gold and silver is. They don't even know what real money is. They've been away from real money for 100 years, chasing paper dollars. that leads them into war after war after war, not realizing that in World War I, they weren't fighting for democracy or for freedom in World War II or in Vietnam or Korea or any of these wars. No, what are they fighting for? They're fighting for gold. And so the World War I was fought to capture Russian gold and bring it into England and to America. World War II was to capture Japanese gold, capture Chinese gold, and all of the gold in Asia, and all of the other nations in Europe that were threatened by the Nazis that were resurrected from America to threaten the Europeans. And so in fear, the Europeans and the Asians, they shipped all of their gold over to America for safekeeping. And so at the end of World War II, not only did America claim to have won the war, but she had everybody's gold.
Stole everybody's gold.
It was for safekeeping, Brother Carlito. It was for safekeeping.
Oh, my bad. Safekeeping.
It was for safekeeping.
Okay.
And, of course, many of those nations still have not gotten their gold back because it's not safe to give it back to them.
Mm.
You might think I'm joking, but Venezuela has $24 billion worth of gold on deposit in the Bank of England. And the Bank of England is refusing to return Venezuela's gold. And you say, well, why is Venezuela so poor? It's because Venezuela has been the victim of robbery by the British pirates in London.
Mm.
So now you have the Federal Reserve Bank, the IRS, the FBI, that started out as little snakes 100 years ago. Now they've grown into gigantic dragons that run the country.
The world.
Run the world, or trying to.
Trying to, yeah.
So now we hear the news. The IRS is hiring 87,000 agents. And they have to be willing to bear arms, and they have to be willing to kill. Well, why do you need 87,000 agents who are armed and willing to kill? It's the final fleecing of the American people to come into your home and claim that you owe some money and take everything that you have and dare you to resist, and they'll shoot you through the head. So again, this is the last ditch, desperate efforts of a criminal government. See, this is not the kind that has enjoined good and forbade evil. No, this is the citadel of evil. These are the nations that have produced the evil. And so now they are at the end of the line. You see, their world was actually, the time given to their world was actually up in 1914. And now, more than 100 years later, they have just run out of steam. And so famine is ravaging Europe. Drought is ravaging Europe. They have water rationing in England, water rationing in France. They're running out of fuel. They're looking to a cold, cold winter because Russia has cut off the natural gas and the oil flowing into Europe. There's no food in Europe. And the same is largely true in America. The drought in the West, the wildfires in the West, mean that there's no planting. The herds of cattle have been decimated by the drought and by the heat. The Saharan Desert, you see, is killing the hurricane season this year, Brother Carlito.
Mm.
See, the weather's changing all over the planet. So you see the Saharan Desert disappearing. It's turning green in places, and lakes and rivers that haven't been seen for thousands of years are suddenly appearing in the middle of the Saharan Desert. And then a lot of the sand that covered up things is being blown away by the wind across the Atlantic Ocean. You can see weather reports about this. And that Saharan desert sand is in the same tropical zone as the hurricanes. See, around this time of year, you would be hearing about hurricanes forming out in the Atlantic. and you haven't heard about a single hurricane this whole year. That's because the Saharan African dust is interfering with the formation of hurricanes. And so instead of hurricanes dissipating the energy and the heat in the tropical zones, all of that energy and heat is being shifted to the north. And so you're seeing torrential floods in Las Vegas and other parts of the country, in eastern Kentucky, whole villages, whole towns disappearing under the water, and other parts of the country bone dry, where Lake Mead and what's the other lake where the Colorado River generates electrical power for the western United States. It's at the lowest levels ever. Over in Germany, the Rhine River has dried up. They had to stop shipping in the Rhine River. There's no water in the Rhine River anymore in Germany. And so, in other words, we're standing on the brink of catastrophe, economic catastrophe, political catastrophe. Every leader in the Western world has just about been toppled. And even the leadership here we have, if you want to call it that, it's toppling itself. Man falls off a bike, can't put on his coat. You see, so in other words, the leadership of this world has been blinded. The three blind mice, Obama, Trump, and Biden, have led the country into catastrophe. And this brings me to the conclusion here. What is the big story? What is the biggest story of all that is so important to cover up that you would risk nuclear war? It's what has happened in Ukraine since President Obama in 2014 overthrew the democratically elected government in Ukraine. And he appointed Victoria Nuland and Joe Biden as his point person in Ukraine. And they set up the present regime that you now see in Ukraine over the continuation of the Obama administration into the Trump administration and now into the Biden administration. And what did they set up in Ukraine? They set up at least 46 bioweapons laboratories. And according to investigations by the Russian Ministry of Defense and also the Chinese, as reported to the United Nations Security Council, the United States was experimenting on coronaviruses. And the evidence shows that the COVID-19 pandemic started in Ukraine, in the weapons laboratories being run by the United States under three different presidential administrations. And so this bioweapons research, totally illegal, totally against human rights, totally in violation of every treaty that every nation has ever signed, which means that anybody that engaged in this kind of research, this kind of weaponization of pathogens, has committed the most heinous crime in the history of the world. How many people have died as a result of the release of COVID-19 and other pathogens out of Ukraine into the world just in the last 2.5 years? How many people right now that you know of have died in your family, in your neighborhood, in your workplace, in your school, in your church, in your club? And who are the criminals that are responsible for those deaths? These deliberate murders.
Murders.
On a mass scale. Millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions in a drive of depopulation, where their actual intention is to kill billions of people, and they're well on their way. And so that's the big story that has to be covered up, that this was a bipartisan effort. Three presidents involved, Obama involved, Trump involved, Biden involved, the Obama family involved, the Biden family involved, the Pelosi family involved, the John Kerry family involved, all of the big wigs in both the Democratic and the Republican Party involved in bioweapons research in Ukraine that has made the whole world sick. that has poisoned the whole world, that has shut down the economy of the entire world, shut down education, shut down health care, shut down everything. And so they will risk nuclear war to hide their guilt. And so we're standing on the brink of a pit of fire. And if we are the nation, or we are the people of good that enjoin good and forbid evil, we should pray that Allah will save us from the pit of fire, and we not be those that become fuel for that fire.
That's right.
But woe to the evildoers, those who have committed these heinous acts, who have committed this gross evil, this gross corruption, this gross violation of every law, both God's law and man's law, broken every treaty, broken every agreement. Woe to the evildoers, because they're staring at their doom. And we pray that Allah will give them their just due, because they are those who enjoyed good, enjoyed evil, and made evil seem fair seeming. And they forbade good and fought against the truth and were not judged and did every manner of evil to lead people astray throughout the world. So we're in that time when all that has been predicted in the past by what we have been taught by whatever prophet, by whatever teacher that was sent to us, wherever we might be in this world, we are now seeing the fulfillment of that which was predicted.
We're living it right now.
We're living it right now, and so we know where we stand. Those that believe have already believed. Those that disbelieve have already disbelieved. And unless they turn on their heels from their disbelief, then they will be residents of that fire that is gaping wide. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us of the coming of Master Farad Muhammad. And he described a lake of fire, which he said is Europe, perishing in a final war. And he said he would be throwing big devils like Rockefeller into that lake of fire. So let's not go along with those who are going into the fire. Let's turn around before it's too late. Let's be those that enjoin good and forbid evil. And maybe Allah will save us from a world that is doomed and lead us into a better world than the one that is being destroyed. And so we have to put our faith in the God that is bringing in something new, and relinquish the grasp of this world that is now being destroyed. So that's the gist of what I wanted to say, Brother Carlito. See, on the Mar-a-Lago thing, one final thing. See, people don't understand who Trump is. One of the things that they were looking for in Trump's safe were the Tesla notebooks. See, Nikola Tesla, who actually discovered that energy is free, is in the atmosphere, you know, zero point energy, and it can be transmitted, you know, through space, you know, so everybody could have as much energy as they wanted. And so the evil ones of his day, they conspired against him to prevent that kind of technology from reaching the general public. So that's why we had to pay a gas bill and an electric bill. If they had listened to Tesla instead of, Thomas Edison, you see, you wouldn't have had a gas bill to pay. You wouldn't have had an electric bill to pay. You would have had a device that would convert zero-point energy into whatever you needed it to be, and everybody would be energy-free. And it would be a completely different world over the last 100 years than it became under the domination of these energy demons. So Trump's uncle was a confidant of Nikola Tesla. And when they attacked Nikola Tesla and, of course, persecuted him unmercifully, he died a broken man. But he bequeathed all of his scientific notebooks to Donald Trump's uncle, who was a noted, I think he was a physicist of the day. And so he has all of the Tesla technology. So I think what they were fishing for in Mar-a-Lago was the Tesla technology notebooks, so that Trump would not release it to the world. They still want to keep that stuff suppressed. He also had a UFO file that he threatened to release to the public. And so, again, they wanted to make sure that that did not happen. So I'll close it right there, Brother Carlito. We're on the brink. We're either on the brink of a pit of fire or we're on the brink of the hereafter.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammad, God. Listen, there's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is that messenger of Allah. And we also know, we know it all, that we are building that. Listen, just based on what you were just saying, Doc, let me tell you, everybody's love, the spirit and the education and the news that we share via coming from you or any kind of guest that we might have that comes on. We want to thank everybody that has been putting in some support, even during this show right here, Dr. Ali. They see the importance. So we've had donations come in for the 19th element because they know.
All right.
They know. They know that it is, listen, the devil do not want this. They don't want, you know, when we expose them, they watch this show more than we do.
Of course they do.
And they're learning, too. And one thing that I noticed is that a lot of other people listen and learn from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and a lot of us have been really, like, sitting on our heels. And just like you said, Doc, you know, we've been taught by many different individuals up until this point right now. When are we going to really take heed and show action and show heed that we need to go and go forward on this? No, hey, we got to make that community, Doc. We got to make that community, and we got to keep it strong. We can't get weak.
Right.
We can't get weak. We got to stand correct against that devil, you know?
Yes.
You know, they're attacking us. So, yes, we asking for donations so that we can stay strong and be censor-free, and they can't take us off the air. You know, support black media. You know, we got a brother, Brother Jamil Muhammad and his wife. They got a new show out. Support black media. Support our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You know, we've supported that devil for many, many years. Behind closed doors and out front. So let's continue to do what we're doing, Doc. I don't know if there's any questions out there, but if anybody have a question out there, if you're on the Kafani Radio and you're looking at it on Kafani Radio, put it in the chat room. Put it in the chat. Ask Dr. Aleem what kind of questions that you might come to your head so that he may answer it. And once again, we want to thank everybody. We want to definitely thank Sister Monique Ford for her generous donation. And I can't get everybody because the donations are coming in. So, you know, what we will
keep
do.
Keep them coming.
Sir?
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. Yes, sir. You know, we definitely will as quickly as we possibly can, we always want to acknowledge those that are strong in not only just the faith, but strong in their support. A sister for Victoria X, thank you for your donation. She's just donated. Brother Maurice Muhammad, thank you for your donation. Everything is put to the proper use. Most importantly, put to the use so they can't take this off. And let me tell you something else that we're doing. We're making sure that we strengthen and secure your immunity project. Come
That's
on,
right.
Doc. The doc has called out Fauci from day one, 30 years ago. and he's afraid to come to the same thing. And doctor, like, and we're like saying, we're not going to attack you. We're just going to ask you questions of which we desire the truth. That's so he's a big follower of Calphony Radio too. You know, and you know what you do, Doc, with your immunity project, Doc. We can't thank you enough, Doc, for the not only for the strength, but just, you know, for the courage. Just like we got to thank Allah Ta'ala for the protection that He gives the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because not one time has he weebled or wobbled or at all. He stood for truth at all times. And for the protection of those that are still hiding behind him, those that are hiding, you know, they, come on. I know personally, oh my goodness, that those that would talk junk about the minister right on TV, right on the news, and we're securing the minister in the hotel, and them same people is coming to the hotel to greet the minister with their head down, crying.
Yeah. Yeah, I seen it. I bear witness.
So, I mean, and I'm like, oh, my God. And the soldier that I was like, what are you here for? And they were like, nah, calm down, Carlito. I'm like, what are you here for? Get out of here. And they was like, nah, Carlito, you can't do that, man. Let him in. I'm like, really? So that showed another side to me of truth with the minister. You know, we got to accept the truth, but we got to save our people, because our people don't even know they're being killed.
That's right.
Even know they're being poisoned. How many of us took that jab? And you said something real key, Doc. You said something real key. You like, those that was following the 19th element from day one, yo, right here. Okay. We've heard some information that's coming from Dr. Aline and the guests that have been on that come into fruition right now today. If you've been following your immunity project, Doc, come on. The doc is telling us all kind of things. And people, and I know some of us are like, man, that's crazy. Oh, what? Oh, my goodness. But now today, they're saying, you know what? They're saying out of their mouths that the ones now that we have to basically worry about are the ones that took the jab.
That's right.
That's coming from the same ones that said, take the jab. So we got to make sure that we, Doc, I mean, I'm so happy, Doc, that you, and I pray that you continuously to get the protection of Allah, you know, and continue to be able to push forward in all that you do, you know.
Well, wait a minute, Brother Carlito, what do you think I hope for you? I wish the same for you.
Crazy to Allah.
And I'll say one other thing. You know, it's good. I mean, it's wonderful the people giving donations to support Calphony Radio and the great things that Calphony Radio makes possible, giving many people a platform that they otherwise would not have and fighting to maintain that platform. But, you know, sometimes we have to give more than just monetary contributions.
That's right.
I bet, Brother Carlito, I bet out there in that audience somewhere, there's a computer engineer or some software engineer or somebody that's an expert on social media that knows how to solve all of these problems that we're going through. Mm. See, that you're struggling with. See, you're a good broadcaster, but you're not an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of these things require a certain level of expertise.
That's facts.
So among us, you tell me that we don't have people with that caliber of skill.
Mm.
Yes, we do. But we don't think sometimes that we should offer help instead of, you know, we'll give a dollar, but how about an hour of your expertise that would help us to put up a firewall? I think they call it a firewall.
Or whatever it is.
I totally
agree. Technology changes. Once a month, yeah. Technology changes, and that's so key, Doc. And you know what? We've had that call out many times. So right now, we're going to have that call out now on behalf of the Dr. Aline. If there's anything that you can do to that you know that can support and help us to stay alive on the air, or to whatever expertise that you have, you can hit us at Kalfani Radio at gmail.com. And let me say this, your immunity project needs that same help and support.
Absolutely.
Period. They need that same help and support.
See, we need a broad spectrum of expertise. See, people compliment me all the time. They treat me like I'm an expert doctor. Okay, all praise is due to Allah. Maybe I am that. But we need all kinds of expertise in every area. We need everything. We need engineers. We need people that all kinds of skills, things that I don't even know about. But we need that, and that would help us to shore up what we're trying to do. And when you have all different kinds of people with different levels of expertise in all these different diverse areas, but yet they're cooperating together for a common cause. You know what you call that? You call that a community.
Community.
You call that a community. And that's what we need. We need to be a community, because we can't have Brother Carlito out there by himself, him and his wife, and slings and arrows coming at them all left and right, and they got to duck and do everything by themselves to keep us on the air. I'm supposed to sit here all by myself and survive all the slings and arrows coming my way, and people sitting out there, what, just waiting for us to waiting for one of those arrows to pierce somebody? No. Everybody is in this. Everybody's on the brink of a pit of fire. And
everybody,
you should be doing your utmost to support those who are trying to support you and help you.
Praise be to Allah. And just like everybody is on the brink of the pit of fire, those of us that are striving for righteousness, we're right there at the pit, at not the pit, but at the luxury of paradise. So we have to, if we want to continue to do right, get right, and get the receipts right, then let's let's see. So let's work at that. That's so beautifully put, Doc. I want to make it for a couple of shout outs right now, Doc, because this is beautiful. I want to thank Akua Kamamu for the donation, DJ Nash Tricks for his donation, Brother Malcolm Muhammad for his donations as well. Every donation is acceptable. And once again, a big donation is somebody that says, you know what, I can donate 2 hours of broadcasting time. I know how to broadcast. Let's put it out there like this. If you know anything about broadcasting, if you know anything about the office, if you know, listen to this, I'll make it even simpler. If you know anything about how to maneuver on StreamYard, then hit us up in an email.
Please.
And you can be, we'll have guest producers for the 19th Element. How about that?
Yeah.
We'll have guest producers for the 19th Element. So if you know how to maneuver on the StreamYard, please hit us up in the comments. Say, I know, I want to donate, or things of that nature. And listen, another thing too, Doc, what you said with building communities, we need to have beachheads all over the place.
That's right.
We don't need to just have a beachhead in Maryland, a beachhead in Florida and Tampa. We need a beachhead in New York. We need a beachhead in Atlanta. We need a beachhead in Cali. We need a beachhead in Africa. You know,
yeah.
I mean, we need to do that. So, I mean, if it doesn't take nothing for you to have something that, because once, see, right now they think that they could just come down and just hit us here or hit you there. But what if we have 20 beachheads?
That's
they
right.
can't hit us all at the same time.
That's right.
They
That's
go
right.
here and they go there. So we need to move like we know, like we've been trained to move.
That's right. All general orders in effect.
All general orders is in full effect. Believe me. We had a question, Doc. Okay, let's see. Let's get the first question here, because we got two. DJ had a question. All right. Wow. I think, here it is. Okay, this is from Brother Ron. Brother Ron Douglas, he said, what does Dr. Aleem think about the CDC organization. Now, you named them other organizations, Doc. He want to know, what do you think about the CDC reorganization?
Well, I did mention that last night on the Your Immunity Project. You know, I pointed out that CDC doesn't stand for the Center for Disease Cure. It stands for the Center for Disease Control. And so they're not about curing anything. They're about controlling things through disease. And they have exerted major control over the population through their deliberate lies. They admit that they told lies and misdirected the public, all for the sake of this vaccine campaign that serves the depopulation agenda. So I had actually, I think it actually goes back to when Trump was still president. I made a recommendation at that time as to what should be done with the CDC. I had recommended over 2 years ago that they all need to resign. So I think that's a wonderful idea that they need to restructure. They just need to go out of business since they're miserable failures and they're dangerous to the public health. And then I think they need to be further investigated because many of the decisions that they made at the CDC, and remember, before they were called the CDC, they were called something else. And this was the government agency that literally ran the Tuskegee experiment for 40 years.
Yeah, I'm going to say they should be charged from something that they've done for many, many years, huh, Doc?
Yeah, they need to be charged, but they need to also be put out of business, just like the IRS, the Federal Reserve Bank, and the FBI, and the CIA, and all the rest of them. None of them need to be in existence, you see. And so then if we didn't have the CDC dictating Nazi medicine to doctors, then that would free doctors all over the country just to practice medicine as they see fit, you know, in the best interest of their patients. And then they would make these kinds of medical decisions for themselves instead of being dictated to by medical dictators like Anthony Fauci. Who, by the way, many people don't know this about Anthony Fauci. Do you know that he's the founding CEO of Moderna?
Wow.
And so he's dictating policies that put money in his pocket. Everybody talks about how much money he makes as a public servant. He's the highest paid federal employee, over $400,000 a year. But they never talk about the money that he makes as the founding CEO of Moderna, which is one of the big companies that gets all the contracts for these vaccines.
Yeah, he's getting no contracts. Let me tell you something else a lot of people don't know about our guy Fauci. He is in the witness protection program right now as we speak.
Wow, I didn't know that.
He's in the witness protection program right now as we speak. So
yeah, see, they're trying to drum up sympathy for these guys too. See that all of a sudden Fauci got COVID. All of a sudden now Jill Biden got COVID. Joe Biden had COVID twice. Now the CEO of Moderna and Pfizer and even the Secretary of Defense, now he's coming down with COVID. Everybody got COVID and deserves sympathy, right?
I mean, cut it out, because you know you don't care. You never cared about our communities. You never did, and you're not showing face now either. You know, even our own people. So now it's like, okay, we got pushed up in the corner. And you said something so lovely last time, Doc. He's like, yeah, you know, yes, okay. So now you did take it. You did take the jab. All right, now what you gonna do? And now they're coming forth saying, okay, what can I do? And you got something that they can do. You got something that they can, okay, you made a mistake. You shouldn't have made a mistake, but so far you're still living. So come
That's
over
right.
here and do this and continue to live. And most importantly, do this so that you don't infect those of us that are pure blood now.
Yeah. Well, of course, you're talking about the snake venom kit. The homeopathics, you see, because we found out what was making people sick and killing them, and it's the spike protein. And the spike protein is made out of synthetic versions of actual snake venom. And snake venom will make you sick, obviously. And it causes all of the symptoms that they attribute to COVID-19 and long COVID and breakthrough COVID and all the rest of this nonsense that they talk about to hide the fact that they're literally poisoning people. And so the homeopathics, the Cedron, the Crotalis, and Vipera, those are the three homeopathics, Crotalis, Vipera, and Cedron, along with the antiviral protocol and Paximmune, available on draaleem.com, that's my website, that is really helping a lot of people who either made the mistake of getting the jab, because they were told the jab or your job. Now they're finding out the job is killing them just like the jab is. And then there's people who, of course, they inhaled it from coworkers or family members, and they're just as sick. So this protocol, the Paximmune, the antiviral protocol, plus the three homeopathics, is helping a lot of people with the symptoms of spike protein poisoning. So draaleem.com is where you can get that information and order that.
Praise be to Allah. And you can get the Paximmune there as well. And you can go to the Your Immunity Project so that you can be a part of the medical, what is that again, Doc? Part of the clinical research.
Oh, the clinical trials. Oh, yes.
Trials, yes, sir.
YourImmunityProject.org. YourImmunityProject.org. We do our own research. So we're going to be launching the second phase of clinical trials in the fall. The research group is meeting later this week. And so, inshallah, next month or so, we'll be launching the second phase. So you want to go to yourimmunityproject.org, put your name there so that you will be notified as soon as the next phase of the clinical trials begins. Now, the important thing that, or one of the important things about this, not only are we gathering accurate scientific information, that we do it ourselves, but you'll get we could call it a passport, a pass. You know, it'll be a clinical trial passport so that if you have to pass through an airport or visit a foreign country and they're going to ask you for your vaccine status, you just show them, oh, here's my QR code that says I'm in a clinical trial, and so leave me alone. You know, so
yes, sir.
It's worth your while to be a part of that.
We got one. My whole family got it. I'm telling you, it is worth it, family, because those of us that know it, that, you know, we have two adult special needs children, and one of them, my son, he has to go to the to get his yearly checkup and things like that, and they was like, okay, you got to come in, and he got to this is something, they got to, you know, he got to get tested, and he was like, I'm not taking a test, and I was like, all right, that's what I'm talking about. You know, so he was like, all right, we got to do something else. He ain't taking a test. And why? Because now listen to this, everybody. My son is a special, you know, he's in a hospital bed. Okay. But he hears the broadcast from the studio. He hears the Your Immunity Project from the studio. Okay. He hears the California Radio 19th Element from the studio. He has it coming on his phone, and he understands, and he is so adamant to follow directions.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, nah, I ain't taking it. So I was like, okay. So I got on the horn. I made sure I got with Brother Dawood and all that, and we went to Your Immunity Project. I went in there, I did what I had to do, and he has the passport, and they said, all we got to do now is show his doctor, and they say doctors respect that.
That's right. That's right. They have to. It's ethical. You cannot interfere in a clinical trial.
Wow.
So that's why we got to do it for ourselves.
Wow.
And that's just a little sign of all other areas too, like in medicine,
yes.
You know, but also in business and economics. You see, we have to do these little projects ourselves, and it gives you status because now you're a business person instead of an employee. You see, and so the whole tax structure, the whole economic structure, the way things are set up, it favors the business person. So why are you trying to be an employee for life when you could be a businessman, a businesswoman, you see? And then you get all the tax breaks and you get all the goodies and the benefits instead of struggling trying to be an employee.
Wow. And you know what? That's the top of the hour, and what a way to go out, you know, to save yourself from the fiery pits.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, so Doc just came out, and he said before, and we always say, you can't have wealth without health or health without wealth.
That's
he
ended
by that by saying, why would you work for somebody when you know you can be your own boss? Anybody, look, we want, I can't, there's too many names, Doc, to say it right now. But just from last week to this week, we've had many believers that came in and saw the value of the precious metals and the gold and silver acquisition, how we got a smart money wallet where you can actually turn your fiat into gold, silver, back to gold, back to fiat. You can pay, listen, you can pay your mortgage, your rent, your insurance, or you can go to the groceries, you can take your wife to dinner, and you can say, okay, I'm going to pay it in silver. And you can use your card and pay it in silver, or you can pay it in gold.
Yeah. It's a whole new world.
If you are willing and you're ready to do that, look at the halalwealthbuilders.com, and our individuals will get right with you. Doc, this show has been amazing. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Brother Gregory Green. I want to thank you for your donation that just came in. Thank you for your donation as well. These donations will go to strengthen our foundation to make sure that you continue to get what it is that you want to receive. But not only do we want to be able to have the platform, Doc, to give to our people so that they have the truth, but now when you're getting the truth, you have an obligation. And that obligation that you have is to use this finger and press that share button multiple times to the world. Let's fight against that devil.
All right, you went out. Did you mute yourself? I don't know what happened. I guess, did you mute yourself? But assalamu alaikum. I don't know if I can be heard this time.
All right, family. There you have it. You see exactly what happened. The enemy just saw what we was doing, and they just tried to just knock us down right away and just for no reason at all. Now, I want to continue to say that we're not going to let this devil win. They knocked down one of the computers. They knocked down all of our computers now, so I had to jump on my phone. But I want to thank you for all. We're going to get these technicians on, and we're going to make sure that we put up these walls, whatever it is that we can, to continue to get this and to continue to keep going. You know, I want to say that, let me see if Doc is still on. Let me see if Doc is still on. Let me see if the Doc is still on. Let me see if the Doc is still on. Okay, I'm still on. They knocked Doc off too. Okay, but I want to ask everybody, whatever you can. You see what it says, support the 19th element with Dr. Aleem Muhammad with a donation from the heart. You could go to PayPal at CalfaniRadio.com or PayPal, or you could Cash App at $CalfaniRadio. We sure appreciate anything that you have. And I'm telling you, I'm going to the devil's jugular vein right now. I'm going to his jugular vein, and I'm not going to let off. I was security for, I was security for Dr. Khalid Muhammad for a while. And let me tell you what Dr. Khalid said one time that stuck with me now. Never take your foot off the neck of the devil. Never. Because once you do, he's going to think he got life.
So right now, I'm going to put my foot on his neck, and I'm going to make sure that we stomp the life up out of him. I want to make sure that we understand and he understands that Muhammad has the devil on the run. All general orders in effect, and we appreciate any kind of donation that you have. My name is Khalifa Muhammad, and thank you so very much. Peace and blessings. And I'm working this off my phone. Praise be to Allah. We need y'all to step up. Those that got that technology action, step up. But donate anything from $1 to $1 million to be worthwhile. Thank you so very much. May Allah continue to bless you, each and every one of you. If there's anything that we said that Allah is not pleased with, may Allah forgive us. Remember, everybody, all general orders is in full effect. Send them donations in. Peace and blessings. Assalamu alaikum.
Kalfani Radio, worldwide.